hello and welcome to this episode of The Lives and Styles of Old Hollywood. Today's episode is on Ida Lupino. Ida Lupino is regarded as the most prominent female filmmaker of the 1950s in the Hollywood studio system. She co-wrote and co-produced several movies with her own production company that dealt with taboo social topics, and she was the first woman to direct an all-male film noir. So, Ida Lupino was born on February 4, 1918 in London, England. Her parents were well-known entertainers. Her mother, Connie O'Shea, an actress, her father, Stanley Lupino, a music hall comedian. Through her father, Ida is part of the theatrical Lupino family, which traces back to the 17th century. Her father encouraged his daughters, Ida and Rita, to perform from an early age on and even built them a backyard theater to do so. Encouraged to follow her creativity, Ida Lupino penned her first play at the young age of 7 and toured the country with a traveling theater company. When she was 10 years old, she already knew all the leading female roles in Shakespeare's plays by heart. Her uncle, Lupino Lane, helped her get some work as a background actress at British International Studios. Her first film appearance then was in 1931 when she was 13 years old, in The Love Race. In 1932, she played a role in Ellen Swann's Her First Affair and had leading roles in 5 British films in 1933 at Warner Brothers Teddington Studios. She later enrolled in the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art to study acting, but actually, she always yearned to be a writer and did just enroll for acting to please her father. She never felt comfortable acting and felt that she was pushed into the profession because of the family legacy. During her studies, she did indeed excel at acting when taking the roles of bad girls. Thus, she often played prostitutes. Her performance in 1933's Money for Speed caught the attention of Paramount and she was asked to try out for Alice in Wonderland. But when she arrived in Hollywood, the studio did not know what to do with her. She was a sultry, beautiful woman, not an Alice in Wonderland. Nevertheless, they gave her a 5-year contract. Lupino starred in a couple of movies in the mid-1930s without any great success. Her breakthrough role was only in 1939 with The Light That Failed. She only got the role, though, when she stormed into the director's office unannounced and demanded an audition. In the movie, she plays a spiteful model that torments leading man Ronald Colman. The movie established her as a dramatic actress and she started to receive better parts. She later called herself the poor man's Betta Davis, as she took on some of the roles that Betta Davis rejected during the 1940s. Based on her performance in The Light That Failed, Warner Brothers' Mark Hellinger cast Lupino in 1940's They Drive By Night, co-starring Ann Sheridan, George Raft and Humphrey Bogart. There was critical consensus that Lupino was the star of the movie, especially when her character becomes a bit unhinged. Subsequently, Warner Brothers offered Lupino a contract, which she accepted after negotiating some freelance rights. During her time at Warner Brothers, she starred opposite Humphrey Bogart in 1941's successful High Sierra, received the New York Film Critics Circle Award for Best Actress in 1943 for her performance in The Hard Way, and starred in her only comedic leading role in 1945's Pillow to Post. After the shooting of 1947's Deep Valley Wrapped, neither Lupino nor Warner Brothers expressed any wish to extend Lupino's contract, and thus 29-year-old Lupino left the studio in 1947. One reason she did not get an extension of the contract despite her great critical success was her butting heads with studio boss Jack Warner often. She objected to her casting in some roles, refused scripts that she deemed poorly written, and made several script revisions that the studio felt were unacceptable. So, throughout her 7 years at Warner Brothers, she spent a great deal of time on suspension, unable to work as an actress. Already in 1942, 24-year-old Lupino rejected a role opposite Ronald Reason in King's Row and was immediately suspended. The relationship between Lupino and the studio remained strained for the remainder of her contract and thus was not renewed. She would claim, though, that her refusal to renew the contract was quite different, as she put it. "I had decided that nothing lay ahead of me but the life of the neurotic star with no family and no home." But she also is credited to have said, "All I could think of was that 7 years from that day I'd be a movie star, but they'd be saying the same thing to another girl that in 7 years she'd be another Ida Lupino. I decided that there was something more for me than being a big star. As well as, I don't want to be told someday that I will be replaced by some starlet as I was told I would replace Betty." Lupino always tried to underline her femininity. even urged Warner Brothers to do so. She actually made a point to always appear non-threatening in the male-dominated studio system. Later, she would say about this time, "That's where being a man makes a great deal of difference. I don't suppose the men particularly care about leaving their wives and children. During the vacation period, the wife can always fly over and be with him. It's difficult for a wife to say to her husband, 'Come sit on the set and watch.'" Since Lupino was often in suspension, she had a lot of time to observe how films were actually made, getting to know the filming and editing processes and getting interested in directing more and more. Thus, in 1948, after leaving Warner Brothers, Lupino and then-husband Collier Young founded independent production company The Filmmakers, Inc. to produce, direct and write low-budget, issue-oriented films. And these movies explore taboo topics of social significance, like rape and bigamy. Lupino herself said that she wanted to make films that had social significance and yet were entertainment, based on true stories, things the public could understand because they had happened or been of news value. All her movies basically deal with women's issues, and she had a knack of portraying strong women, or as she put it, not women who have masculine qualities about them, but a role that has intestinal fortitude, some guts to it. She also said, "People are tired of having the wool pulled over their eyes. They pay out good money for their theater tickets and they want something in return. They want realism, and you can't be realistic with the same clamorous mucks on the screen all the time." So this kind of thinking was way ahead of the studio system that she operated in, actually. Martin Scorsese wrote about Lupino in a 1994 article for the New York Times. "As a star, Lupino had no taste for clamor, and the same was true as a director. The stories she told in Outrage, Never Fear, Hard, Fast and Beautiful, The Bigamist and The Hitchhiker were intimate, always set within a precise social milieu. She wanted to do pictures with poor, bewildered people because that's what we are. Her heroines were young women whose middle-class security was shattered by trauma. Unwanted pregnancy, polio, rape, bigamy, parental abuse. There's a sense of pain, panic, and cruelty that colors every frame." All in all, the independent company produced 12 feature movies. Ida Lupino directed and co-directed 6 of them, wrote or co-wrote 5 of them, acted in 3 of them, and co-produced 1. Her first stint as a director was in 1949 when she was 31 years old. It was during the filming of Not Wanted, a movie that Lupino co-produced and co-wrote. When the actual director, Alma Clifton, suffered a heart attack, Lupino stepped in and finished the project. But she did not take directorial credit for it. Her first credit as a director actually was only for 1949's Never Fear. This movie actually caught the attention of Howard Hughes, who was looking for a company that could supply him with low-budget feature movies. He provided financing and distribution. The Filmmakers was left in control of content and production. After 4 more movies dealing with socially important topics, Lupino directed the all-male cast in film noir The Hitchhiker in 1953. This made her the first woman to direct a film noir and the only woman to direct one in the classic era of the genre. Lupino actually once referred to herself as a bulldozer when it came to finding funding and resources for producing a movie, but also a mother when it came to the actual production. Her director's chair was not labeled Ida Lupino on the back, but Mother of Us All. She was rather resourceful when it came to filmmaking. Reused sets from other productions, filmed in public places to avoid set costs, and was an early adopter of product placement, incorporating Coca-Cola, United Airlines and Cadillac, amongst others in her movies. She also became meticulous in planning and writing scenes to cut down filming time and thus production costs. Still, she had to continue acting throughout these years to fund her movies, although she was passionate about directing. Despite all this effort, The Filmmakers was closed down in 1955 after 7 years of business and 12 films produced. Lupino, though, followed her passion and turned to television for directing. She acted as director on more than 30 US TV series between 1956 and 1968. Amongst them, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Thriller, The Twilight Zone, Honey West, The Donna Reed Show, Gilligan's Island, The Untouchables, The Fugitive, and Bewitched. Her only and last feature film for another studio was The Trouble with Angels, starring Rosalind Russell, in 1966. But Lupino not only directed, but also starred in many television roles and continued her successful career throughout the 1960s and 1970s. For example, she appeared in 19 episodes of Four Star Playhouse, starred opposite then-husband Howard Duff in the sitcom Mr. Adams and Eve, and guest starred in TV shows like The Virginian, Batman, The Wild Wild West, Barnaby Jones, The Streets of San Francisco, Policewoman, and Charlie's Angels. Her final acting appearance was at age 61 in the 1979 movie My Boys Are Good Boys. In 1934, 16-year-old Ida Lupino was diagnosed with polio but recovered. Nevertheless, the experience was cataclysmic for Lupino's career. During her illness and recovery, she learned to rely and focus less on her body and more on her brain and intellectual abilities. In 1942, she recalled for an interview with Hollywood, "I realized that my life and my courage and my hopes did not lie in my body. If that body was paralyzed, my brain could still work industriously. If I weren't able to act, I would be able to write. Even if I weren't able to use a pencil or typewriter, I could dictate." It was also during her recovery that she composed her Aladdin Suite, which was performed by the LA Philharmonic Orchestra in 1937. Throughout her life, she worked for NGOs to raise funds for polio research. Lupino eventually died from a stroke on August 3, 1995, at the age of 77, while undergoing treatment for colon cancer in LA. When it comes to her legacy, it is debatable whether or not Ida Lupino was a feminist. She herself did not consider herself one, admitting, "Keeping a feminine approach is vital. Men hate bossy females. Often I pretended to a cameraman to know less than I did. That way I got more cooperation." Kerry Rickey, though, writer for Village Voice, thought otherwise. Not only did Lupino take control of production, direction and screenplay, but also each of her movies addresses the brutal repercussions of sexuality, independence and dependence. Whatever the claim might be, Lupino showed real people, put the focus on women's issues and followed her own passions, becoming one of the best directors, male or female. Or as cinematographer Archie Stout put it, "Ida has more knowledge of camera angles and lenses than any director I've ever worked with the exception of Victor Fleming. She knows how a woman looks on the screen and what light that woman should have, probably better than I do." When it comes to the men in her life, there were three husbands. First, there's Lewis Hayward. 20-year-old Lupino married 29-year-old Lewis Hayward in 1938 in a quiet civil ceremony in the Santa Barbara courthouse. But when Hayward returned from the war, he had changed drastically, which strained the marriage. So the pair divorced after 7 years of marriage in 1945. She then married producer Collier Young in 1948, the same year that the two also founded their independent production company, The Filmmakers. Nevertheless, they got divorced 3 years later when Lupino was already pregnant with a daughter from an affair with husband number three, Howard Duff. 33-year-old Lupino eventually married 38-year-old Howard Duff in 1951, and their daughter, Bridget, was born already 6 months later. They separated after 15 years of marriage in 1961, but only divorced in 1983. And two miscellaneous facts about Ida Lupino. Ida Lupino was the only woman to ever direct an episode on The Twilight Zone. She's also the only person to have worked as an actor on one episode of the series and as a director on another one. And the next one. Ida Lupino inspired Bea Arthur of Golden Girls fame to leave her stifling hometown and become an actress and thus give us Golden Girls. So thank you, Ida. So what could the life lessons of this incredible, inspiring woman be? First, you decide who you are going to be. As part of a large family with an acting heritage and legacy, Ida Lupino was pushed into acting with that real passion. She did it, first to please her father, then to finance her real passion, socially important movies and directing. Although playing the Hollywood game to get funding and get to do what she wanted to do, she never became a commodity, one of the many actresses the studio system churned out and burned. Ida Lupino always was the one in charge, even if she had to flaunt her femininity for it. She was real, she was authentic, and she was the one who decided where her life would take her. So you decide who you're going to be, even though you will start something because of a pressure of social expectancy, of whatever, because you're young and you're doing things because they're expected of you. But nevertheless, you still decide how this is going to go and how you're going to manage your life financially, romantically, personally. It's all in your hands. You're in charge. Second, you can be the first. Ida Lupino was the only working female director, the first independent filmmaker of Hollywood, and the first woman to direct an all-male film noir. She did not shy away from it. She just did it, and she became a role model to many, for Bea Arthur, for example. So even though there might not be people who have preceded you or those that could function as a role model for you, this does not mean that you cannot be the first. Dare to be the first one. And the third, follow your interests. Ida Lupino achieved her fame and her position as one of the most important female filmmakers of Hollywood by simply following her interests. When being on suspension at Warner Brothers, she realized early on that a really interesting part of filming for her went on the other side of the camera. So she simply absorbed all there was to know, perform her own style of acting, of directing, of producing, of writing. She was interested in it all, and she just followed her passions and did what was available at that very point where she was, while still being independent at any time. So this was the inspiring story of Ida Lupino, who I think you should know, and maybe go watch The Hitchhiker. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode just as much as I enjoyed talking to you. And I can't wait to do it again next time. So have the most wonderful week. Bye.